Chairman Martin, Ms. Davis, not here. Mr. Dombrowski,
here.
Mr. Lucchese, Mr. Plavach,
here.
Ms. Price, Ms. Shoemaker,
here.
Ms. Davis.
First thing on the agenda this evening is approval of our minutes from November 9th. These minutes were circulated as everyone had an opportunity to review them. The only comment I would have, Cliff, is this says that we adjourned at 7:37. I know we try to do things promptly, but having had a full evidentiary hearing on that one process, that may have been...
Maybe it should have been 8:07.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so with that, changing that that one number, somebody want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Any discussion? I will call the roll, please.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes.
Ms. Price. Mr. Plavach.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese. Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Ms. Davis.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right. The next thing on the agenda is to discuss the findings of fact for the property at 214 Gale. Again, these were distributed for us to review. I think the one comment I would have is I know that this, anyone who voted in favor of the making a recommendation to the village board did so only after they agreed that each of the standards had been met. I think that, you know, we may not have been very vocal about which of the standards had not been met. And I have some problems with the way these findings are written, because I don't think, at least in my mind, I didn't object to each of the standards. And I know that I probably didn't make it clear enough to as the findings were drafted. So, for example, I thought that standard four had been met. I didn't vote against the recommendation based on standard four. I think that standard seven was met, and standard six also. So those were, you know, had we been more vocal, I think that it would have been clearer. And the way that these findings are typically drawn, it says that a majority of the board felt one way and the minority felt the other way. So I don't know what you want to do with these findings, but I don't think they're accurate the way they're prepared. Anybody got any ideas? You want to vote on the findings the way they are? We can do that.
Can I ask you to press the button there so that it...
Yeah. So I'm just asking, is there a precedent for this? Has this ever happened before?
Yeah, the findings are frequently changed.
Oh, okay.
Based on input after a draft has been presented.
Okay.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we make that input before this meeting. So.
Okay.
So that's why Mr. Raddatz circulates these findings, so everybody can take a look at them. So I think we've got a couple of options. One, we could vote on the findings as they're written. We could defer the findings of fact to the next meeting and give give the attorney an opportunity to make some revisions, or we could try to make revisions to them right now so as not to delay presentation of the findings to the trustees.
Well, can I suggest that, Chairman Martin, if one of the issues you might have with the phrasing of the findings is that to characterize that a majority of the board found that the standards had not been met, we can easily vote on revising that language. And then if there's any other particular standards that the board, that a majority of the board felt were met, we can do that additionally as well.
I mean, I think that one more accurately reflect what our thoughts were.
Sure.
All right, so if you want to go down these very quickly. Number one. And I think this discussion is really just for those who voted against it to participate in it, because everybody else agreed that all these findings have been met. Okay, so number one is the property, the surrounding of the property counted was a specific hardship as distinguished from an inconvenience. Anybody feel that any of the four of us feel that standard had not been met?
I felt it had not been met. I didn't view this as a specific hardship based on geography or topographical.
Okay. So I would agree with Ms. Davis. All right. So, okay, number two, the physical condition did not result from any action by the owner.
And number two flows from number one. It depends on number one.
Okay.
You have to find number one in order to do two.
All right. So we find that number one was not met.
Right. So you can't find number two.
All right, so we find that number two has not been met. At least the majority does. Number three talks about the conditions of the property are unique to this property and not generally applicable to other property within the same zoning classification.
I also felt that this wasn't meant. I know that they had a Victorian house and felt that was unique, but there are plenty of houses where perhaps they'd want a two-story garage.
Okay.
I didn't find
so we find that here. This, Mr. Lucchese, are you in agreement that has been met? Okay. Number four, based that predominantly on a desire for economic gain, I don't have any problems with saying that one was met. Okay. That's met. Number five, whether or not the granting of the variation is detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to the use and development or enjoyment of other property.
Well, I thought several, at least a few of the neighbors didn't want that.
Right.
They were feeling it's intrusive.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so that standard's now met. Number six, the granting of the variation will not impair light, air to the adjoining property, increase the danger of fire.
Then there was some discussion among the neighbors that they objected to the height of this due to that reason.
Okay. All right. So that's, yeah. Find that. Number seven, the granting will not unduly tax public utilities and facilities. I don't have any problem saying that standard was met.
Right.
Number eight, no other means than the requested variation by which the hardship could be avoided or remedied. I don't think that one was met because part of my objection was the fact that they included a bathroom in the property. Okay, so do you have enough information that you can?
Sure. So just to summarize, what we would be doing is seeking a motion to approve the findings with the following amendments: to find that the standards 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, and 8. Those are the numbered paragraphs. The standards set forth in those paragraphs were not met. That was the finding of the majority of this board. On the other hand, the standards listed in paragraphs 4 and 7 were met, and that was the finding of the majority of the board. That does not change the final recommendation.
Right.
So what I will do is, if such a motion is made and passed, I will make those amendments and recirculate to make sure that everyone agrees that my conformed copy matches the action taken tonight.
I'd like to make one other suggestion, and that's in the recommendation. We're describing the variation to allow construction of a garage with a maximum height of such and such. I'd like to add there, including a bathroom on the second floor. So can we have a motion to approve the findings of fact with these changes that we have discussed this evening, and instruct the attorney to prepare the findings, to circulate the findings again, and if there's and to advise me of any comments or changes, and if there are none within, let's say, a week, it's okay for me to sign it. Somebody want to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All right, you want to call the roll, please, Mr. Edits?
Ms. Shoemaker?
Yes.
Ms. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Plavach?
Yes, I'm what we just discussed.
Correct.
Correct.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yeah.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Ms. Davis?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. I appreciate your help on that, because that will enable us to get to the trustees without any additional delay. All right. So the next matter on the agenda is a text amendment request regarding a new special use in the C3 zoning district. So for this, I guess we'd ask Mr. Raddatz to have anybody who's going to address the board to make sure you've signed in and then stand up and be sworn in.
To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Please raise your hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before this Zoning Board of Appeals?
All right, Mr. Walsh, if you would present this, please.
All right, good evening, Zoning Board. My name is Matt Walsh. I'm the Village Administrator. Just want to provide some background on this text amendment and why it's before the Zoning Board tonight. Back in October, representatives from Mosaic Montessori visited Village Hall to discuss with staff the potential for expanding their operations into a property that's currently zoned C3. During that discussion, staff notified the representatives that child daycare center as a Montessori school would be defined as under our code is currently prohibited in the C3 district and every district other than the PRI district, where it's currently allowed as a special use. Mosaic currently operates at a property that is zoned PRI. That change was made in 2019. A text amendment was adopted by the Village Board after going through the Zoning Board of Appeals that allowed for special use permits to be applied for at the PRI district. Prior to that, the code was silent on the use for a child daycare center. So at the November 13th Village Board meeting, the representatives from Mosaic Montessori came to a Village Board meeting to ask for consideration that a text amendment be adopted to enable this use in the C3 district. This was during public comment at that meeting. The Village Board directed staff to petition the Zoning Board of Appeals, as is the process for making an amendment to our zoning code. And that's the issue that's before the zoning board tonight. This is an actual text amendment to the village code, so it's not specific to this an application for a specific site. This text amendment would apply to any property in the C3 district, because what's being changed or what is proposed to be changed is just the use under the C3 zoning district from prohibited to a special use. Any applicant would need to meet the special use permit process, which comes forward to the zoning board and onto the village board for approval when an application is received. So that this is not analyzing a specific location or use. This is to make a code change to enable for that application to come forward, because right now it is currently prohibited.
Any questions for Mr. Walsh? Okay, thank you. You want to call on the other individuals who have signed up to discuss this?
Laura Maytruck? That'd be fine. Rainier Ramos?
Good evening. So as Matt Walsh explained, we are in a position now to where our current location can no longer accept additional enrollment. So that's the only reason why we are interested in occupying the Lake Street location. As we've been searching for years for additional space, but we've been unsuccessful in finding one within the village. And it is our understanding that before the property owners can even lodge an application, they would have to be allowed to lodge the application. So that's why in our last meeting, Chairman Martin asked if we already lodged the application, and I said no, because we haven't had that
this permission is the first step in the process.
Yes. Okay. So,
and you understand that if this text amendment is recommended and the village board amends the zoning code, you then have to file an application, and the application has certain requirements as to what it must contain and what what the standards are that must be met, and that merely filing the application, even if this amendment is permitted, does not guarantee that the special use will be granted for you.
We completely understand that, yes.
Okay. Any questions?
I just have one question. Are you moving from one place to another, or is this going to be two places?
Yeah, we are. We just need
expanding.
To expand,
okay.
Yeah, because we're limited in our current location. Yeah.
Will you have? Are you going to have further recreational facilities in this new space too, or is it just classroom space? I mean, are you going to be using space over there? Would you be using space over there for child play care? Play area and all that too?
Yes, we will. Since the age group that we will be, which classrooms we will be building in that space is under DCFS, they do require an outdoor play facility, and an indoor and an outdoor play facility.
So that would be an additional to the outdoor play area that you have now at the church?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Any other questions from this witness? Thank you.
Thank you.
Wilson's on the list.
Ms. Major?
I'll only add that they're very, very limited in where they can expand in the village right now, because they're only right now a special use is only available in the public private, basically churches, schools, and private homes. So that's extremely limiting for them. So I hope that you will give them the chance to do this, because I think it's a service that the village, you know, the people that live here want and need. And they have lots of proof of that. But, I mean, we're only asking just for the opportunity to apply. So hopefully you'll give us the chance.
Okay. Any questions? Anything else you want to say, Matt?
The one item that I neglected to include was that at the Village Board discussion, the Village Board did ask for the Economic Development Commission to provide their input on this subject as well. They were planning to do that last week at their regularly scheduled meeting, but due to some illnesses, there was no quorum, and we had already posted for this meeting. So we have not gotten that input to share with the Zoning Board or the Village Board at this time, but are planning to bring that up for their discussion at their January meeting.
So I got one question for you. I understand that the village is considering amending the zoning code on the Madison and North Avenue corridors, you know, to make it more likely that a developer can come in and, you know, build something that's going to generate revenue either through real estate taxes or increase sales tax through rental. This is commercial property that we're talking about currently. And if we grant the recurse, recommend that there be a special use on the property, we're not going to get the same benefit from a daycare center that you would from some kind of commercial development. So what's the difference in the village's thinking between the Madison and North Avenue corridors and then changing the zoning on this property?
Sure. So you are correct. The Economic Development Commission has been discussing for a few months about revisiting a lot of the restrictions that are applied to commercial corridors, specifically to Madison Street and North Avenue, which are C1 and C2 districts, and also recent discussions have directed to revisit those restrictions for ORIC, which is the town center, and C3, which is what we're discussing tonight. Some of those topics include increasing the height maximum, revisiting the density requirements, and that will be coming to the Zoning Board of Appeals sometime early in 2024. I think the difference in this case, the Village Board has simply just asked for consideration or recommendation from the Zoning Board. So they have not necessarily formed an opinion about this specific request at this time. I think that by allowing an additional use, an argument could be made that it's just allowing another option to fill a potentially vacant space or provide a service to the residents. They're not necessarily mutually exclusive between increasing height maximums for potential future development. Some future developments may request a child daycare center. So I know at this timing, I can see why they might be appear to be conflicting. I'm not sure that's the case. And I think the Village Board will have to weigh that when the recommendations come forward.
Okay. They just come forward. If Montessori wants to do this, can they just come forward with a special use variance on the permit? Be able to do what they want to do without us having to change all this at this point in time?
Since the use, it's currently prohibited in the C3, yes. I think previously, before that zoning change was made in 2019 and it was silent on the land use, they may have been able to do that, but it was specifically identified as prohibited in this district.
I was just going to add to that, Matt. Yeah, so with the special use, it has to be available in order for you to apply for it and grant it. And in C3, as the use chart is set forth now, it's not a possibility. So you'd have to at least amend the chart to allow for the possibility.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Walsh? Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to address the board on this matter? Okay, so hearing none, go ahead.
Could you give us your name, please?
Yeah.
My name is Ariel Pang, and I represent the property. I'm the real estate broker. I represent the landlord, and we have been vacant since 2020. There's 4,000 square feet of space. They are in full support of Montessori being in the space and wanting to see the health of their building flourish. Montessori has came to us and noted a couple of things of the building on why it would be passable by DCSF. There are like piping already in the rooms for a hand washing sink for the children. There is sprinkler system set up. It's all on the first floor. We've seen other properties where there are stairs as well, which wouldn't be prohibited. Wouldn't be permitted by DCSF. Thank you. Yep.
All right, so you understand that all these facts that you're talking about really would be more applicable if there was an application pending for authorization of a special use, but we haven't got to that point yet.
Right. I just wanted to let you know that if I wanted to wave a magic wand to find the perfect tenant for the space, that they're them.
Okay. Anybody else, Mr. Walsh, who's going to say anything in support of the petition to amend the zoning code? All right, so we'll close the public portion of the meeting, and as a zoning board, we'll discuss whether we what recommendation we want to make to the village on this proposed text amendment.
I think this is a pretty easy give. We still will review it when they apply for a special use permit. We definitely need more early childhood care in River Forest. You know, when we review the permit, I'd have a little hesitancy about parking in the area, kind of traffic concerns, especially with Lincoln School nearby. But in general, I think it's pretty easy to say yes to this and then come back to the table when they actually apply for the special use permit and discuss parking and other issues.
I completely agree with this, Davis. It's just this community needs more early childcare. And this is just an opportunity for them to present their case in front of everybody.
I would also add, I think it's a small area too. It's not a large area. And I think it's, I do also think it's an easy yes.
All right. Any other comments? All right. Somebody want to make a motion on the request to amend the text amendment?
I move to approve the proposed text amendments to permit special use permits for child daycare centers in C3 commercial district zoning.
I'll second it.
So it's been moved and seconded that the Zoning Board of Appeals recommend to the Board of Trustees that this proposed text amendments be approved. Is there any discussion? All right. You want to call the roll, Mr. Raddatz?
Chairman Martin.
Yes.
Ms. Davis.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese.
Yes.
Mr. Plavach.
Yes.
Ms. Price.
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes.
All right. So that'll be the recommendation of the Zoning Board of Appeals. That's any other public comment for the Zoning Board tonight? So there being none. Note that our next scheduled meeting is January 11th. Can we have a motion to dismiss?
I'll motion to dismiss.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for all for coming. Have happy holidays.